5,300 years ago, a Copper Age man was fatally shot with an arrow in his back while crossing the Alps. His body and possessions were preserved in glacial ice until they were discovered by hikers in 1991.
That discovery must have been a great opportunity for archaeologists to learn what life was like in the Copper Age.
Yes, it was. Archaeologists named the man Ötzi and have studied his remains and possessions extensively for over 25 years. He was wearing a fur hat, a composite leather coat, a loincloth, and tight-fitting leggings. The clothing came from five different wild and domesticated animal species, evidence of a sophisticated culture that made use of many animals.
What sorts of tools did he have?
He had a quiver of arrows and an axe with a copper blade attached to a wooden handle with leather binding straps and tar. By dating the wood in the handle, researchers know it is the oldest axe ever discovered.
I imagine the copper in the blade must have been from somewhere nearby. Archaeologists know that copper was mined in the Alps at the time.
Nope. In 2017, a team of European researchers published an analysis of the lead isotopes in the copper of the blade. They determined that it came from southern Tuscany, hundreds of miles away.
That's a surprise. It would tell us that they had some sort of long-distance trade, or at least they transported objects over long distances. It shows that complex relationships existed between different Copper Age cultures spread across what is now Italy. It's amazing how much archaeologists can learn from such simple items.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.